B'choros Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav 1-6. The Mishnah here wants to answer the question of when exactly does the redemption of the Petach Hamor take place. There are two possibilities. Either it could be immediately when one identifies the seh or whatever it is that he's redeeming the donkey onto. And he says this is the seh, this is the lamb, and done. Or it could be that until he delivers that lamb or whatever it is that he's redeeming the donkey onto to the Kohen, the donkey remains unredeemed. Now, we actually have precedence for both of these approaches. When it comes to Maaser Sheni, for example, that's your food that grows, your produce that grows in the years 1, 2, 4, 5 of the Shemitah cycle. So that has to be brought to Yerushalayim and eaten over there. And if one doesn't want to bring it or can't bring it, he can redeem the sanctity off of his Maaser Sheni produce onto coins and bring the coins to Yerushalayim. Now, as soon as he does that pidyon, transferring the kedusha off of the produce onto the coins, then immediately the food is deconsecrated. It could be eaten outside of Yerushalayim, and the coins must go up to Yerushalayim. But if, let's say, a tsunami comes and washes the coins away, so then there's no further achrayas, there's no further responsibility to replace those coins. And from the moment, more importantly, from the moment that he redeemed the food, it's totally deconsecrated. The other kind of paradigm to work from is the paradigm of the Pidyon HaBen, the human firstborn son, who is redeemed, you know, with these five slum, these silver coins. And if a person takes five coins and says, these five silver slum are there to redeem my son, but then a tsunami comes and washes them away, well, he nets get new five coins because the son isn't actually redeemed until the Kohen receives those five coins. So identifying the five coins and saying they should be the redemption of the son isn't enough. It must actually go to the end of the Kohen, and if it doesn't get to the Kohen, then it hasn't been redeemed yet. So the question is, when it comes to the Pidyon Petach Hamor, is the donkey redeemed as soon as you identify the lamb, let's call it, or only when you give the lamb to the Kohen? Now, the basis of Mechlokas really is a Pasuk, the Pasuk which is the Pasuk, Bamidbar Yirches Tezvav, which says, Ach Pado Sifde Eis Bechor HaAdam. It's actually a mid-Pasuk, so it says, but you will certainly redeem the firstborn Jewish boy. And it goes on to say, in the same Pasuk, Ve'es Bechor HaBehema HaTameya Tifde, and also the firstborn non-kosher animal, meaning specifically referring to as a donkey, that's the only non-kosher animal which has a pidyon, the firstborn donkey, the Petach Hamor, must be redeemed. So you see that the Pasuk is juxtaposing, is being makish, making a hekesh between the halachas of Pidyon HaBen and the halachas of Pidyon Petach Hamor. So therefore, the first opinion, Rabbi Lezer, is going to say, listen, just the same way the Pidyon HaBen doesn't actually take effect, it's not chal, until the money goes to the Kohen, so too, the Pidyon Petach Hamor doesn't take effect, it's not chal, until one gives the seh, whatever it is, to the Kohen. The Chacham reject that. The Chacham say, listen, that pasuk, or the portion of the pasuk that I read, starts with the word ach. And ach is always come to be mema'et, it comes to limit the extent of drasha. And therefore the Chacham say that there's a limitation on how much you learn from Pidyon HaBen to Pidyon Petach Hamor. They say it does transfer certain halachas, like for example, the Pidyon Petach Hamor is only applicable to a Yisrael owner. If a Levi or a Kohen owns this donkey, he doesn't do like a pidyon. It doesn't need to do that. So you see, there are halachas that are transferred across, but not all of them. And one of the halachas that aren't transferred across is this one, that as soon as one identifies the seh or whatever it is and says, this is the pidyon for my Petach Hamor, then it's effective then and there. Okay, that's the machlokas. The Mishnah is inside now. Hamafresh pidyon Petach Hamor v'meis. If one sets aside, meaning he designates the pidyon Petach Hamor, the Hamor is the Mawi donkey. The Petach Hamor is the newborn, firstborn issued baby donkey. Pidyon Petach Hamor is the redemption of the baby donkey. We'll call that here the lamb, the seh. So if one designates that seh, that lamb, as the redemption for the newly issued donkey, v'meis, and then that seh, the lamb, dies, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Chayavin Bachriyuso. Rabbi Eliezer says, well, you need to replace it with a new lamb. Because according to him, the halachas are kind of like Pidyon HaBen, that until the lamb gets to the Kohen, the donkey is not redeemed. So therefore, if the lamb dies, so then it hasn't been delivered to the Kohen, and therefore the donkey is not yet redeemed, and a new lamb has to be given. Kachamesh Siloim Shel Ben, just like the five silver coins, the Siloim, that have to go for Pidyon HaBen. V'cham Omrim, the Cham reject that. They say, Ein Chayavim Bachroyuso. They say, if the lamb, the Seh, dies after it's been designated to be the redemption of the Betta Chamor, there's no need to replace the lamb with another one. If a tsunami comes and washes away, that's too bad for the Kohen. Kepidyon Maaser Sheni, just as when you redeem Maaser Sheni produce, so if the coins get lost, there's no need to replace them to buy new stuff in Yerushalayim. Hey, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Tzadok testified. This testimony happened on that famous day when, essentially, Gemara and Brachos Chavches says that Elazar ben Azariah became the Nasi. Rabbi Gamliel was sort of like deposed for a time, and the Maseches Edios came out on that famous day. But we own that they gave various testimonies. Here, Rabbi Yeshua, who's like the God of the door, is testifying along with Rabbi Tzadok, who was the one who was saved. The tzaddik who was saved from Yerushalayim is one of the three wishes that Yochanan ben Zakkai made. They testified al pidyon petar chamor shemeis. They said in a scenario where the seh that was used to redeem a firstborn donkey meis dies, she'ein kan l'kohen klum. There's no further obligation to the kohen, meaning the kohen isn't entitled to a new seh. That's not to say that the seh that died doesn't belong to the kohen. I mean, the carcass does belong to the Kohen, and it's specific, it's Momon Kohen. You have to give it to the Kohen. The Kohen can then use the carcass to feed to his dogs or make glue or upholster his Mercedes, whatever the story is, but nothing more than that. Okay? Now, the consequence of this will be that Mace Petter, that the consequence will be that if the other thing happens, instead of the we're having the lamb dying, now we're going to say what happens if before the lamb is delivered, the donkey dies. So Meis Petar Chamor, if the baby donkey dies prior to the alive lamb, the Seh, the Pidyon Petar Chamor, is delivered to the Kohen. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Yikaver, you must now bury the Petar Chamor, the donkey. Because since the Seh didn't arrive, the Pidyon Petar Chamor didn't arrive in the hands of the Kohen, the donkey remains unredeemed. Therefore, it has an Isser Hana, you can't get benefit from it, and therefore you can do nothing besides bury it. So you're required to bury it, says Rabbi Eliezer. Umutar b'hanaso shel tleh. As far as the lamb, which was designated to be the redemption, since it was never delivered to the Kohen, it never took effect, and therefore that lamb remains like an unencumbered lamb that belongs to the property of the owner of the donkey, not the owner of the lamb. He keeps it, and no need to give any more than that to the Kohen. The Chum disagree, and since they held that as soon as you had designated the lamb, it now deconsecrates the Petach Hamor, the newborn donkey, they hold Eino Tzarach Likaver, therefore there's no need to bury the donkey carcass because you actually could get benefit from the donkey. You could use it to make glue or whatever the story is. V'hatale l'kohen. And as for the lamb that said, which was the Pidyon Petach Chamor, it belongs to the Kohen, so must still be delivered to him. Halacha is like the Chachamim, which means that the Pidyon Petach Chamor, the redemption, is effective as soon as you designate the Tleh. And you make the bracha right then and there. You make a bracha on the redemption of the donkey. And then if something happens to, it's, you know, the pidyon petach more like the lamb, so then it's just too bad for the Kohen.